Hello， 大家好，是你的主播 Lily Wang， 又到了今天的这个微课堂。那今天呢，我们要讲的一个主题呢，其实跟昨天很像哦，因为昨天呢，老师不是问说 ，What are your dreams and goals for 2017 or 2017？What are your dreams and goals for 2017？ 就是你2017年的梦想是，还有目标是什么？那今天呢，我们要讲一个非常类似的主题，由我们这个 Coca 老师呢，就是来就是带领大家来讨论这个主题。那首先呢，就是也请大家就是赶快就是在评论里面告诉我这个话题的答案。What's your dream house like? What's your dream house like?What's your dream house like? 就是说呢，你的这个梦想的房子是长什么样子呢？How are you going to decorate it? How are you going to decorate it? 这个呢 ,decorate 就是装饰装修、你要怎么样去装修它呢？今天呢其实大家不用担心哦，你也可以就是透过我们今天节目的文本呢来学习一些就是你想要怎么样装饰你的房子的一些词汇。因为今天的重点呢其实是词汇。那我希望呢可以看到大家很多的评论，那就是呢从昨天开始呢，我们开始有了一个比赛，一个竞赛，就是说呢本周会抽出就是一位幸运的听众，评论的幸运听众呢会送你一本我最喜欢的这个英语口袋书。那我本来想说我要怎么样子去抽这个幸运的听众，我本来想说那不然我就是闭眼睛然后呢就是看我指到哪一个听众。后来我想一想，这样子实在有一点不太公平，如果是这个抢到沙发的同学们呢很有可能就没有办法被选中。所以我现在发现好像现在就是我们现在这个 APP 喜马拉雅的这个 APP 上面已经有点赞的功能，包括我的这个微信公众平台上面也有点赞的功能，就是说呢如果你评论呢收集到最多赞的话呢就可以得到我的英语口袋书。所以呢我等于说我现在是主要是在这两个平台上面播，一个是我自己的公众微信平台贵旅特上面播，那我还有在喜马拉雅上面播。所以呢我就是会送出两本，那就是说你得到最多的点赞的话呢我就会把这一个口袋书呢送到你家这样子。所以呢大家加油咯，如果说你的这个好朋友很多的话，你也可以多多把这个节目啊转发出去，然后请他帮你的评论点赞。好，这个问题再说一次哦。What's your dream house like? How are you going to decorate your house? 好 ，What's your dream house like? 就是说你的梦想的房子是什么样子 ？How are you going to decorate it? 你要怎么样去装修它
？Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. My goodness, it seems like you have set up an alarm clock to remind you that we have a class. That's great. Okay, guys.Now, before we learn some vocabulary, I want to allow you to bring out some ideas on your own. So tell me, what is your dream house like? What should it have?
I wonder my house have a two bedroom, one kitchen room, and you can some space, you can read book room.And some place a bedroom and can with my family together to live it, the big house.
Like 200 to 300 square meters of a flat house.
你不要说 flat house 了，应该说 apartment house, apartment, 不要也不要 house 了，就要说 apartment 吧。其实你也可以说就是 my flat， 其实呢我们常常用的是 apartment， 不是 flat 了。那你应该说 Alex， my favorite house should face the sea and I should see the bloomy spring in my windows, right?
It's very popular in our city.
What is popular in your city to buy an apartment of 200 and 300 square meters? You mean buying big apartments is popular there? Well, maybe. Why is it a trend there? 就是买很大的那种房间还是房子是有时髦的吗？在中国还是没有。
The villa is more expensive and not more.
Of course, villas are much more expensive, wrong? There is no doubt about that.
Yes, teacher.
Well done, Alex. Very good.
Teacher Chris say, house so big can live lots of people, but it's dangerous.Because some people live there, the 小区 some people don't live. It's not lots of people to live in the neighborhood. Never knows your name. This is a relationship.
It's true. Well, actually, as I know, in Japan, there is this new trend where people buy economy sort of, apartments. Let's imagine that you were living in Hong Kong or in Shanghai, Jane. How can you afford 200 or 300 square meters? That is going to cost you millions of dollars, don't you?
Yes, of course. If I buy a private house, I want to make a so say.Terrace outside.
Terrace are usually not have an apartment, even some people like to, but in my opinion, my father don't like a terrace, calling a terrace, because want more space, apartment so small, and want don't enjoy a terrace, you know.
Okay, now I see, Jane. So more and more people prefer to live in a private house setting, right? Rather than apartment buildings. Now they have realized that a luxurious life is much better than ordinary lifestyle, right? Cozy, 不是 sozy.Jane, 你应该说另外一个 Jane 就是 cozy terrace outside. They want more space just because they want to drink alcohol? No, that's impossible, Jane Lee. That is just your idea, baby.
Cozy terrace outside. 外面的阳台 cozy terrace.I think everybody have all cozy terrace outside.
$1,000 is nothing, ba. $1,000, you cannot buy any apartment these days. Come on.
Cozy. A cozy terrace.
It's a dream for us, I think.
This is a head-spinning library. You know what is head-spinning library?Spin means to turn. So when you're looking at that library, which is in the ceiling, installed in the ceiling, your head goes like spinning. What the hell is this?
I think a head spinning library is a convenient to get your book just in front of the wall.
Come on, Jane Lee. You cannot have all the books right in your house. That's impossible. Well, basically, this kind of library can be used for the books that you like. It's not like you have all the selection of books. It's not like a library. It's more like a kind of a bookshelf, okay, where you put your favorite books, right?The ceiling should absolutely be very, very tall. I think it can only be done in a private house with at least two or three stories high, okay? This is quite difficult to do, actually, because it requires a lot of space. Absolutely. So if you do this thing, then you will have no place to stand, sit, or do other things. Absolutely, Shirley.
I think you say the right thing. and some many rich people just pretend I have knowledge, power a lot.
好，最后一个解腻就是 an indoor slide instead of stairs. Do you like this idea?
Indoor slide instead of stairs.
Yeah, actually, I definitely want to have this kind of house. Maybe I would not make that library work for me because, first of all, it takes a lot of space.And probably within 10 years, we will not be reading any books anymore. We'll be using our iPads and other stuff to read it. But decorating my house in the ways that I showed you is something that is quite doable. Yeah, I definitely want to make it.
Perfect, but also need a tall house.
Indoor slide instead of stairs means that you come down to the first floorusing that slide instead of going down to that first floor using stairs. Isn't that very simple? Yep, absolutely. Okay, guys, thank you for being very active in today's class. I think we had selected some great topic today, didn't we? We had a great conversation about the ways we could decorate our house.And after this class, probably you'll start saving some money to buy a private house. Good luck with that. Good luck. Please don't forget to invite me once you build it up. Okay?
所以呢，刚才大家听到的这个录音呢，就是来自我们 Coca 老师主持的这个微课堂，主要是讲这个词汇。今天聊的主题就是你梦想的房子是什么。那如果大家也想要就是参与我们的英语微课堂的话呢，可以加一下我们的课程顾问的微信号是 MEISI2017。MEISI2017, 我们2月7号会开一个新班级。那这边呢，如果同学呢问我说 What's your dream house like, Lily? 如果你问我我的梦想的房子是什么呢？ I would say, probably a beach house. I really would like a beach house. And I don't care what's inside, as long as it's by the beach.就是呢，我真的很想要有一个就是在海边旁边的海滩沙滩旁边的这个房子哦，然后就是我真的不在乎里面有些什么东西，只要呢它很接近海边就好了。当然呢，我们今天也有教到一个就是单词，也不是单词，一个词组啊，是 a gorgeous panoramic window. It would be best if I can have a gorgeous panoramic window in my beach house, but I don't really care that much. 这个 a gorgeous panoramic window 就是指说一个非常美丽的这种，就是这个叫什么 panoramic 全景的这个窗户。如果说呢，可以这样子，就是在家里，然后躺着，然后就可以看出去这个沙滩就在你面前，那种感觉就很棒啊，是不是啊？所以呢，这个就是我梦想的房子。那你呢？请赶快评论告诉我吧。那祝福大家有一个美好的星期四 ，Have a wonderful day。